Good morning. This morning, Piyush cannot come because his wife, Pastor Carol, is sick. So he asked me to replace him to share the word. Let us pray before we read the Bible. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for a beautiful day. We can start and then come to your house. We come to you, Father, before we do everything in our life. We need your words that guide us so that we know the will of God in our life. Please speak to us this morning, Father, and bless this message. Become a spiritual food for us. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us open our Bible. We read the whole chapter from the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 3. The book of Acts, chapter 3. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer. And a man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go in the temple, he began asking to receive alms. But Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze on him and said, "Look at us." And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, walk." And seeing him by the right hand, and he raised him up. And immediately his feet and his ankle were strengthened. With a leap he stood up upright and began to walk. And he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they were taking note of him as being the one who used to sit at the beautiful gate of the temple to beg alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Brothers and sisters, I stop from this part first, and then after that we will continue for the second part. I give the title of this message is Everything Has Purpose. Of course, in God's plans, everything has purpose. Many people was amazed and then also interest for the first part. But for me, the second part of this chapter is more important. Why I say like that, I will explain it to you. But at least we learn from the first part. From the first part, my point is, how can one miracle can happen? Every day, we come to the God and we ask something. If we have problem, we go to the church, or maybe we have quiet time, we pray, we ask for something change in our life. In this story, we can see that when the man asked Peter, and then Peter said, "Look at me. And then I don't have any silver or gold, but what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, walk." Brothers and sisters, first point, when we are looking miracle, we must look at Jesus Christ, because Jesus has power to do everything. In the book of Gospel, we can see that so many miracles happen because of Jesus Christ. And not only Jesus. Jesus also passed this power to us. So, you and me can have this kind of miracle. I came from like conservative and Presbyterian background. Usually, people have understand that only pastor can pray for six people like that. But after I moved at Hong Kong, I teach my my congregation, and I said, everybody who has Jesus in their life, they can do miracle. Of course, you also tell to your friend, you can do it. You can do it. One day, I was not in the church. I have something to do. One sister come to my wife, and she said, they called my wife, mother, mother, I have very pain in my ear here. And then my wife said, okay, let's pray. And then she took oil and then put in this part, and she said, in the name of Jesus Christ, you heal. 2 days after that, she said, thanks God, no more pain. You know, when you have pain in your ear, it's very, very painful. But after that, 2 days after that, no more pain. And then since that day till now, no more pain. No more pain. That means 100% healed by Jesus Christ. So I can see that if you want to get miracle, then you need to go to Jesus. Because only Jesus can do it. That's the first point. The second point, I can see that from Peter, I learned you need to have faith in Jesus. You need to have faith in Jesus. How big Peter have faith in this miracle? This is the first time Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene walk. The first time. 2 weeks ago, I need to preach at Mefu Indonesian Fellowship. So I asked my wife to preach at Phoebe. The first time preaching. You know, the first time, every night, she read the Bible. And then when I talk to her, she didn't concern. She just focused for the first time preaching. And then after preaching, she was sick for 2 days. And she said, oh, I was very pain, the whole body so stressed after preaching. Okay, preaching you can learn. And then prepare the message even for the first time. And then how about this, this event? Did Peter try to do some exercise? For example, before Peter go to the six men, and then Peter try to exercise first. I mean, he recite first. And for example, this is John. John, let us do something. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, you walk. Peter didn't do like that. And then this is the first time for Peter to heal the sixth man. And then can you imagine how bad after Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise. And then the sick man said like this. Nothing happened. Of course, sometimes we think like that. But this kind of thinking not in Peter's mind. Peter just 100%, if I can say maybe 101%, put his faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Peter didn't think outside. He just focused 100%. brothers and sisters, remember Peter has experienced when he put not 100% to Jesus Christ. Remember the story Peter walked in the water? Yeah? Jesus walked in the water and then Jesus told Peter, okay, you want to do it? Let's do it together. And then Peter go out and then he can walk in the water. And then after that, Peter saw left side and then right side and then he jumped to the water. Peter, he doesn't want to do second mistake because he do not focus to God. That's why when he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise. Sometimes our environment can influence us, make us not focus to Jesus. They always say, oh, you cannot do it. You are too small. You are not pastor. How can you do that? No, brothers and sisters. Just put 100% to Jesus and then miracle can happen. That's the second point. The third point, I said, miracle happened because the time of God. In Greek word, we can say that this is Kairos time. Kairos time means God time. Why? Because so many unbelievers come to the temple. And then they haven't know about Jesus. And God want to tell something for unbeliever through the miracle. Brothers and sisters, you can see if you serve at the church so many years, it's looked at the miracle less and less, less and less. But when you go out and you meet unbeliever, and you can see that miracle more and more, more and more. That's why God asks us to share the gospel so that we can see the miracle. Because in the book of Mark chapter 16, you can see that when God say, go and preach the gospel, and then God say, miracle will follow you. So where we can find the Kairos in our life? We can find the Kairos in our life when we go out and share the gospel to unbeliever. When we share the gospel to unbeliever, we can see that that's Kairos for them. Because that's Kairos for them, then God will do something and we can see miracle happen again. That's why I said miracle can happen because the Kairos, God time. So you need to ask yourself when the last time you can feel and you can see and you can get the miracle of God. That's the first part. The second part, brothers and sisters, people always stop at miracle. People always stop and talk about miracle. But they don't know. Everything has purpose. When God gives miracle to you, that means God has something more important than the miracle. We cannot stop just at miracle. I mean, miracle is a footstep for the next step. Footstep for the next step. That's why I really learned from Peter. When he can do a big miracle, the Bible doesn't tell us that Peter like did. Oh, I'm great. Now I'm good for do a big seminar maybe. I'm a great evangelist maybe. Now I will ask people to invite me for preaching so that I can do miracle like this. No, brothers and sisters. Peter doesn't do like that. Let's see verse 11. While he was clinging to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them and at so-called portico of Solomon, full of amazement. But when Peter saw this, he replied to the people, men of Israel, why are you amazed at this? And or why do you gaze at us? As it by our own power or piety, we had made him walk. And then verse 13, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our father, has glorified his servants, the one whom he delivered and disowned in the presence of Pilate and when he had decided to release him. Verse 16, on the basis of the faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know, and the faith which come through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of all you all. Brothers and sisters, Peter continue the second point. The second point is he explained how this six men can take a walk because of Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, when miracle happen in your life, you need to remember. Second point is to glorify Jesus. When miracle happen in your life, the second point is to explain who is Jesus. At that time, not many people know about Jesus. They just know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They do not know about Jesus. And then Peter used this this experience to explain who is Jesus. When Peter tried to explain who is Jesus, he explained that Jesus is the Son of God who has this perfect power. That's why the Peter said, through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. Brothers and sisters, remember, when miracle happen in your life, that means God has special purpose to you. What is the special purpose? Is to tell people Jesus is the Son of God. Is to tell people that Jesus is the powerful God. I served for Muslim people more than 4 years. And I learned how to explain Jesus to them. Yeah, of course, I can tell them about Jesus. I can open the Bible. I can open the Quran, the book of Muslim. And then I can give them the reason about Jesus is the Son of God. If I go debate with them, I believe I can overcome them. But my point, even I can overcome them in debate and then show them that Jesus is the Son of God, it doesn't mean I can bring them come to Jesus. It doesn't mean I can bring them come to Jesus. Many times, I try to explain, and then I ask them, they ask me. I ask them, when they ask me, I can give the answer. When I ask them, they cannot give the answer. Of course, if I ask them, they cannot give the answer, that means they must follow me. But the real, they do not follow you. So I just pray to God so that God can show them some miracle. And then most of them get miracle. So God give miracle to them so that they can believe Jesus Christ. If today God give you miracle hand, it doesn't mean make you popular. When God give you miracle hand, that means God has special purpose. What is the purpose? The purpose is to say to other people that Jesus is Son of God, that Jesus is the Savior. Brothers and sisters, I know some of you your family has not believed Jesus Christ. They are waiting. They are waiting. Sometimes it's very difficult for us to share the gospel for your father maybe, for your mother maybe, for your friend, brothers and sister. Using miracle, we can tell them the real of God, the real God in our life. I had prayed for my father around 25 years. And difficult for me to share the gospel to my father, because every father always think they are smart than children. That's why when I say about heaven like that, two reaction. One maybe smile, and then the second reaction, I ate salt more than you ate rice. You know this meaning? I ate salt more than you ate rice. That means I'm more experienced than you. Close your mouth and don't teach me. That's the second reaction. But I really want to share the gospel for my father. How I do it for my father? The last journey, my father came to Hong Kong for 3 times. And then the last journey, I talked to him and I said, Papa, you had been go to Hong Kong for 3 times. Oh, yeah. I said, it is miracle. Yeah. And I said, you don't have so much money, but you can go to Hong Kong for 3 times. Yeah. And after he said, yeah. And I said, that's God blessing. Yeah. And I said, God, he didn't only want to bring you go to Hong Kong. He also wants you go to heaven. Oh, go to heaven? Yes. He can bless you. He give you the way and bring you to heaven. And he suddenly quiet. And I said, it is the time to believe Jesus Christ. It is the time to believe Jesus Christ. Thanks God. He believed Jesus Christ. I want to believe Jesus Christ. And then I asked my pastor baptize him in the name of Jesus Christ. And then 2 months after that, he really go to heaven. Before he went to heaven, and I asked him, Papa, it look you have cancer in this part. Yeah, I know that. Okay, let's talk about something bad in your life. If you pass and then die, where you go? I will go to heaven. I will go to heaven. So, thanks God. I can see his smile when he passed away. He go to heaven. So, from this experience, I use miracle to share the gospel. And then I want to encourage you, don't stop at miracle. When you have miracle in your life, I believe God wants to show you miracle. And don't stop at that point. Use this miracle to tell people the God of this miracle, that Jesus Christ. And then more than that, Jesus not only can heal physical body, but he also save our spiritual body. People need the Lord. And then God give us the power to show them who is Jesus. One of brother, his name Wayne. Wayne make friend with Joanne, and then his mother has cancer. And then Joanne asked the group pray for this lady. This lady means Christina Ye. And then I talked to Joanne. Joanne, it's good we pray for her, but let her know next month, August 5, I will be at Taipei and I want to visit her. We pray for her is good, but more than that, we need to share gospel to her. And then he is unbeliever, and he said yes, and then he will meet me at Taipei next month, and we will pray for this lady. That's the way I share the gospel. I know God also can use you to share the gospel. Remember, miracle always happen because we have Jesus is alive. Second point, use miracle to share the gospel for other people. Don't be ashamed, because it is a good privilege for us. We are the ambassador of Christ. We need to tell people who is Jesus. Let us pray. Thanks God. We are one body in Christ. In the world, we are one family in Solomon porch. If you remember the meaning of Solomon porch, Solomon porch is the place for unbeliever come and to see Jesus. Solomon porch is the first place where Peter, John showed the miracle. I believe that today the same Solomon porch has same power, even greater, because Jesus promised, if you believe, you can do greater than me. But the problem is, when miracle happen in this place, do we bring the message to outside people to tell them that Jesus is Son of God? Brothers and sisters, we get so many miracles from Jesus. When the last time we tell people, all happened because of Jesus Christ? If you faithfulness in sharing Jesus, and then I believe, as God promised to us, you will have greater miracle in your life. Don't stop at miracle. Ask God to use you to share the power of the miracle. That's the power of Jesus Christ to other people.
Lord, I want left. And we lift our holy hands up. We wanna touch you. We lift our voices higher and higher and higher to you. We lift our holy hand up. We wanna touch you.
Brothers and sisters, open your hand and then ask God to touch your hand to be a miracle hand for others. Ask God if God can give the power to Peter and John, the same God also can give you power. Ask God to touch your hand to be a miracle hand for other people. And then after that, use your blessing hand to touch your lips and say to God, God, use my lips to share the power of miracle to other people. Use my lips to share that Jesus is the power of miracle for other people. Ask God. And then from now on, you are not living for your own, but you live for God's purpose to bring healing, to bring blessing, to bring comfort, to bring power for outside people.
Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for that word. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the same power that we've seen in the Bible that Jesus had and that Peter and John had. And I pray that you would give us the faith, the courage to walk in that power, God, and to really go out and show this world the power of God. So put that conviction in our hearts today. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to our community prayer focus. Let's pray for our first slide. Cancer, chemo, and transplant. Let's pray that God will move powerfully through our prayers and in their lives to bring healing to them, to bring them comfort and encouragement in this time. So let's pray together. Let's go to the second slide. Let's pray for those, our church family members that are sick and also have not received Jesus Christ as their Savior. Let's pray that that God would really do a miracle in their lives, not just bringing physical healing, but for them to have spiritual salvation. So let's pray for that miracle to happen. Let's pray for our church members too. Let's pray that they will have the courage to go and share the gospel with them. And let's just pray that God's hand will be upon these people. Let's pray together. Let's go to the third slide. Let's pray for others of us in our church going through various infirmities. Let's pray for healing to come upon them. Let's pray together. Let's go to the fourth slide. Let's pray for those of us looking for a job. Let's pray for God's favor and direction and guidance. And let's pray that they're in their hearts, they wouldn't be discouraged and they would have faith rising up in their hearts. Let's pray for our church members. Let's go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for China. Let's pray for SP Beijing. Thank the Lord for what He is doing there. And let's pray for Pastor Sam Kim and his family as they are leading the church. Pray for Chris and Amy as well, and Mary and others that are leaders in that church. Let's pray and cover this church. Let's pray for the Chong family, that God will bless them and help them to really effectively minister to the Chinese believers. Please pray for my parents as they do ministry in Qingdao. Let's pray for the Basaraba family and Leanne Cheng, Edie Clark, Chichihar, the children that we support in Chichihar, and just the churches in China to rise up. So let's pray for China together. Let's pray for the staff at our church. Please pray for Pastor Sam and Lisa and the family as they are away in LA. Pray that they'll have a great holiday, a great break, a restful time. Pray for Pastor Eugene and Pastor Carol. Pastor Carol woke up with a lot of pain, abdominal pain and back pain. They had to go to the hospital this morning. So please pray for healing. Pray for Elijah and for the family. Please pray for Pastor Sophia, myself, Kenny, Monica, Bonnie, Sarah, Janella, and Pastor Hyunsu. Pray that we would fall deeper in love with God every day. That our intimacy with Him would grow. So let's pray for the staff. Let's pray and cover our worship team and our sound team, PowerPoint team. Let's pray for a heart of worship and a real desire to serve the church and serve God. And PowerPoint is looking for more people to help out. So let's pray for that as well as worship team in need of drummers and bass players. So let's pray for that. Let's pray that God will provide for our team. For our church, and let's pray for anointing as well upon the worship team. So let's pray together. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for your love. Thank you for hearing our prayers. And thank you, Lord, just for your presence here, for ministering to us and speaking to us. And I pray as we spend time with you on our own that we would be able to really feel your presence here today. And I thank you that you will go with us, God, wherever we go today. I pray that we would be able to always think of you wherever we go and whatever we do today, meditate upon you. And speak to us, God. I want to lift up Pastor Carol one more time, that your healing would come upon her right now, God, that you will be with the doctors, be with the family now, God. I pray for your peace to come upon them, even when they don't know what's going on. And I just pray that you would be with Pastor Eugene, too, that you would give him wisdom and courage and to know what to do in this time. And I just thank you that you are with them. We lift them up to you. And we thank you for this time. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day today. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.